their real ego, that of being an eternal servant of God.
But in our sculpture, Shiva is not alone. Nestling in his lap and lovingly encircled by one of his four arms is his wife, Parvati. Both are similarly dressed, with decorated loincloths, naked torsos, and heavy necklaces and headdresses. Husband and wife are turned towards each other and look lovingly into each other's eyes, so engrossed in each other that they're oblivious of their swirling entourage. Their mutual devotion is mirrored by the animals at their feet, Shiva's bull echoing his master's doting gaze, while Parvati's lion smiles bashfully in response. There's such a strong erotic charge in this carving that you might well imagine that Shiva and Parvati are about to move into a fuller, closer embrace. But no, or at least not yet, for this is a couple who are expecting guests, or more precisely, worshippers. Our sculpture would probably have been at the door of a temple, welcoming families as they approached, and offerings would have been made not just to Shiva, but to Parvati,